Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Actor Alec Baldwin and armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed will be charged with involuntary manslaughter for the movie set shooting that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. We are joined by CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thane, were you surprised by the filing of these charges?
I was, Steve. Remember, this is not murder. Involuntary manslaughter is an unintentional killing. It demonstrates recklessness, knowingly engaging in reckless behavior and aware of the risks. And look, you know, Baldwin is going to say in his defense, I'm an actor. I'm not the director. I read the lines people give me, and I move according to the way people tell me to move. So in this case, what's the reason why I think the prosecutor decided to bring these charges is because she decided that the standard within the film industry is that actors are required to check to ensure that the guns on the set are safe to use. But I don't know that to be true, Steve. I don't know whether Alec Baldwin, he's saying that is absolutely not his experience, that he doesn't believe the actor, it's his responsibility to make sure that the guns are safe to use and pointed in the right direction.
So what will prosecutors have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt to get a conviction on involuntary manslaughter?
So, Steve, for clearly that first point is going to be a key point. They're going to have to call witnesses that say, on a film set, if you're an actor and you're having to be responsible to holding and carrying a gun, it's your job to make sure that there are no live rounds in the gun and there only are dummy rounds. And it's your job to know never to point the gun at someone unless you're filming and unless you're being directed to do so. And I think that's going to be a key fact for the jury to know, because essentially this is knowingly engaging in reckless behavior. That's the legal standard, and that's what the jury is going to have to determine that Alec Baldwin had violated.
Well, why charges against the armorer? She didn't point the gun at Helena Hutchins. She didn't pull the trigger.
So the armorer's job is to actually hand you the weapon, right? And it's really their job, and that's what Baldwin is going to say. Right. Like, I don't cook the food for the set. I'm not responsible for anything other than saying my lines and acting as directed. When a armorer hands me the guns, I have to rely on him or her that she handed me a gun that is safe to use.
All right. We will be watching this case out of New Mexico very closely as it unfolds. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum. Thane, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you, Steve.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.